Testing, mic one, testing, mic one, two.
Testing. Hello.
Mic two.
Mic
two, three.
Two, three, four. All right. Welcome back to this week's episode of Down and Dirty. I hope you guys had a great week. We're over here in a little town that I shall not name. Chilling, having a vibe, candles are on. It is 8:11 p.m. I had told my guest that we would be doing this around 2 p.m. But anywho, this is our iconic fashion. And my guest is here. She's going to introduce herself. Now, when it comes to the introduction, all you got to say is name, where you from, it could be wherever, and how you feel.
Hey, my name is Kaylin. I'm from Jersey, Prospect Park, and I'm feeling good, a little schmiz, but I'm feeling good.
A little schmiz. So recently on the trend, there's been a lot of birthdays, and Kaylin just had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
How old did you turn?
27.
27. How does it feel?
Feels old.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling old for real. Like older.
Yeah. I think I feel a lot of nostalgia after turning 27. I think back a lot at when I grew up. And just things in high school, maybe, or moments in my early 20s. Like, the fact that I can say, oh, in my early 20s, like, what? But it's so true, because now we're in our late 20s.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, they just flew past. It honestly flew past, and time is crime.
It is scary that I'm never going to be 23 again.
Yeah. Was that your best age?
Yes. For a long time, when people would ask me how old I was, I would always want to say 23.
Really? But
now, no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. What was in 23?
23 was awesome.
Was that after COVID?
Yeah, that was like 2021, I think. That was like the best year ever.
Yeah, that was definitely a great year. Yeah, life definitely feels so old lately. And everyone's so unavailable that it makes it feel that much older.
Everyone's in their own little world.
Everyone is in their own little world, but in a good way for the most part. So anywho, my dear guest today is one of my bestest pals from since I was, I want to say 11.
It was like 7th grade.
It was 8th grade.
You came 8th grade?
Yeah, everyone always thinks it was 7th.
I thought it was 7th.
It's 8th. Definitely 8th.
No, we were like, yeah, like 12.
12, yeah. Yeah, this is my girl since I was 12. So it's been quite some years and quite some experiences. And I love her very much. She is one of the, if not the strongest person that I know. She just has a way of going about herself that is not found nowhere, let me tell you. It's just a whole different vibe. And I admire her. And this is an honor. And we're going to chat today. And I love you. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So let's get started. I want to know what you're into. What's your vibe? Let's describe your vibe to the people. Because here's the thing. To know Kaylin is really hard. Like, not everyone knows Kay. But if you know Kay, you know Kay. So we're going to have Kay herself tell us who she is today.
Well, I'm like a very artsy person. So I like like art, I like painting, I like clothes, I like fashion, music. Yeah, I know how to sew. I like to draw.
Okay, what else is your vibe?
My vibe, like, what do you mean?
Your vibe, as in, what are the feelings that you put out into the world every day?
I feel like I'm a very like go with the flow,
Yes.
chill person. Yeah. I'm very like direct. I'm like outspoken. I can be antisocial sometimes. Like I feel my personality, like you said, only a few select people actually get to know like who I really, really am. And yeah.
So when you remain chill and you remain go with the flow, how do you do that? Because as a person who is an overthinker and anxious and just, you already know, you already know. How do you just chill? How can we chill?
First things first, smoke a blunt. Definitely. Definitely smoke a blunt. That helps me a lot. But I just try not to think too much what others would think about me. Like I just be like in my head, like, fuck it. Fuck it. Like this could be your last this could be your last time doing this. This could be your last day seeing this person, talking to this person. That's how I try to think.
Yeah, that's a good way. I think I overthink way too much. I'm never thinking about like just the moment right then and there. I'm always thinking one step ahead. And I think that's what makes me an anxious person.
I think like that too, though, but in certain situations, like
Like,
relationships.
okay.
I feel like I'm anxious in relationships.
Because of the person's response to things, like you don't want to know.
I'm just constantly overthinking, like, if they're playing me behind my back, they're trying to get one up on me
Yeah.
in that sense.
I think that's a lot of people nowadays. It's pretty sad the way that it's just so hard to trust. Trust is something that you really come to terms with in a lot. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that in the course of me being maybe like a preteen to now, the word trust is so important. Like it's what just one of those things where my mom probably always said when I was growing up, oh, you can't trust everybody. You can't trust everybody. You can't trust everybody. You can't trust everybody. And literally,
No, yeah. You
you
can't
know?
trust a lot of people, most people actually.
Yeah.
And like at the beginning, people will show you this like different person, probably something that you've been looking for, and then months later it's like a completely different person. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. I find, okay, in relationships, I find it crazy how people are always evolving together. But it gets to a point where sometimes you may not evolve at the same time as your partner. So let's say you're with someone and you're thriving, you're like at your most confident, you're just having a great time, and then your partner is not there. Like, what do you take that into the light of, oh my God, it's a completely different person, or do you try and work it out? Do you try and
It
get.
depends. It really depends because if the person is not on the same page as you, as in they're like not bringing in any money, they're just slouching around at home, not helping with anything, then it's over. Like, But if they're actually trying to help you, you know, they're trying to get a job, they're trying to make money by any means, and they're cleaning up the house while you're at work and they're making food, then yes, I will stay with the person.
Okay.
If that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, I was in a relationship like that, remember? And my God, I was working all day.
Yeah.
And then I can curse on here.
You can curse, but not overly.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was working all day. And then my partner at the time, he would be home playing video games, just sitting there doing nothing, and then would expect me to come home, cook, clean, show him some love. And no. What would make me want to be in the mood to do that when I come home to a dirty ass house, no food, and I'm tired as hell from work? No.
Yeah. There's a lot of people doing that for someone out there, and it's really sad. And I think I know more than one person around my age that has done that with a guy before.
And I was young too.
You were young and you were really holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
Like fully holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty.
And comfortability.
Yes. With Definitely. The person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like being too comfortable.
Do you think that we can be comfortable with everyone? Do you think that we can become comfortable with everyone?
Definitely. Like in friendships and like family members. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Being comfortable is so important, but it's so like, it's like a new thing to everyone these days. When you're open and you're comfortable with a stranger and you actually hold a conversation and act like a person, everyone is always like, oh, wow. It's either that person is an open book, that person is really out there, or that person, whatever, they'll say a million things. But all you're doing is just being a person. You know, like that's literally all you're doing. It's like this alien is actually holding conversation. It's so wild, but it's like, it's because I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
So I'll
yeah, when you're comfortable. Yeah, I was going to say, because it's hard for me to hold a conversation with somebody random. Like I have to be comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone's ever made me feel super uncomfortable having a conversation. But I definitely try to just be very, what's that vibe called? Not that vibe. Name that vibe.
What vibe?
Name that vibe.
Like real? Genuine?
No, like, oh my God. Like good Samaritan, kinda.
Like being nice?
Yeah, like.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
If I'm talking to somebody random, like, yes, I will definitely try to come off nice.
Yeah. You do a good job. I think, I don't know why I always thought growing up that you were so kind of maybe aggressive. Not aggressive, but
I was
just like
so
tough.
I was, though. Like, if you would try to introduce me to a new friend, I'll be like, no.
You still are that way.
But not as bad.
No, not as bad. But
definitely.
But still.
Vibe with all your friends.
Yeah.
And old me would have been like, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd be in my mood where I'd be like, no.
Yeah, see?
But
it's hard to catch on a good day.
No, I actually be trying now because you have to meet new people.
Yeah.
That's you get to that age and you're like,
yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to meet people. That's how I feel right now about stepping into the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because one day I'm just sitting in my room. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm trying to do all the right steps until it really like getting my entire life together and moving in the right direction, right? But then I'm thinking, I can't just be locked up because I need to meet people. Like, I need to meet people. I need to network with people. I need to meet potential partners as well. Like, the man of my dreams is not going to come knocking at the door anytime soon saying that he wants to marry me. That's not going to happen. But going outside is scary.
Yes. Yes, it is. I meet a lot of people at work.
Yeah. People at work for me just no.
Yeah.
Not for anything bad. It's just not, it's not that vibe.
Yeah, honestly, like I've told you before, it's not that vibe either. Meeting somebody at work.
It's not. Never meet somebody at work or somebody who actually works at work.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are two big no-nos in life. Yes. Because it just turns into a whole other thing.
But yeah, it is hard to meet people now at this day and age. Because we're always working. Yeah. And, but you go to the gym, so. You can meet so many cool vibes at the gym.
Honestly, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. But if I find out, I'll let you know. You'll be the first to know. At the gym, it's so hard for me to just, I don't know. I'm just too in my head.
Yeah.
But it's so hard not to be. Like, how? How do I just not? Too in my head. Like, what do I
do? Like I said, I always think in my head, I don't want to, like, imagine I die tomorrow. I don't want to regret. Like, damn, I should have said something. Or go to sleep that night. And I'm like, damn, I should have just said something. Like, that's what I've been doing. Even, and I've gotten rejected. You know this.
Yeah.
I got rejected. That shit was hurt my soul a little bit. But okay, fuck it. There's 50 million other men.
Oh my God.
And like I've told you before, you don't have to be so aggressive, but if you want to shoot your shot, shoot your shot. At the end of the day, they're going to think in their head, like, damn, she really did that. And they're going to think about you all day, like, damn, she really did that.
She really did that. I mean, I don't know. It's just hard.
It's never a loss.
No, it's never that. It's never that deep. It's honestly just the art of not giving a damn.
Exactly.
That's something that has been spoken on the pod. I think, yeah, it was Lolo who said it. And he was like, the art of not giving a damn, man. It's just how you have to go about it. Mm-hmm. And
we only live one life.
Yeah, which is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
as we know,
yes,
we only live one life.
We only live one of this life. Of Earth life.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
With these people.
These people we will never see again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Life is beautiful.
Yes.
It's definitely hard. I think we're all in a big transition phase. A lot of us are. And everyone's really just zoned in.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. And everyone's so calm.
You think so?
Well, I think...
I feel like we're hiding it very well.
Really? No, you're definitely calm. I don't feel like... Like, not that we were ever wild.
You mean like we're chilling? Like, we're just chilling?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone's just chill.
No, yeah.
Catching a vibe.
We're getting grown. Like, it's getting serious. Honestly, it's getting serious. Like, we have to worry about a family, freaking finding a man. Not finding a man, but, you know, like,
for those
finding
that want
a partner.
To. Yeah.
Creating your career.
We're worried about so many things.
That shit is scary.
It is scary.
And stressful.
It's scarier to think that there are people who don't think about this, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're just going through it day by day, not caring. about any outcome.
That has nothing to lose.
I always say maybe being a person that is just not as driven, just those people that don't strive for anything, don't really want anything big, are super content and comfortable where they are. It must be such an easy life to not want to hustle and just like the next one and the next one and the next one. Like they just don't.
No, I don't think so, because they always have to catch up.
Ooh, that was deep.
Yeah. Seriously though, like day by day, they always have to catch up. Like think how I'm going to eat today. How I'm going to pay rent today. You know?
Like, yeah.
Even though that's how I'm living right now.
That's how everyone's living. Everyone. It's so crazy.
It's Jersey, man. It's Jersey.
Where would you go?
I don't know, like Georgia? I don't know.
Would you?
I don't know. Not right now.
What's holding you to Jersey?
I like my job.
You do like your job.
I love my job, so that's really the only thing.
I love that you can say that about your workplace.
My job is cool.
Being able to say you like your work environment is power, and it's hard to find.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see you for a little bit.
Well, it's going well. You're thriving and learning new things every day. And you're just a grown-up now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the most grown-up person that I know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it.
You are a grown-up. I don't feel like I am a grown-up yet.
Really?
No, I think I'm grown up, but I think I've had to restart in a way where there was a lot of stuff about myself that I just fought with.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hard because it kind of feels like I'm starting from like just young again.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Everybody has their own pace. So I honestly feel like out of all my friends, you're the most grown up.
Me?
As in your personality, like the way you think, the way that you come off. Yeah.
Okay. Then you're, in my eyes, grown up in the sense of you really hold it down.
Yeah, I have to for me and my dog.
Grown, yeah.
Literally.
Shout out to California. She's actually here with us.
Yeah.
If you know Kay, then you know that she has a big dog.
Big dog.
And what kind of dog do you have? Who is your daughter?
She's a golden doodle. A big golden doodle. Her name is California.
And how old is she?
She's going to be 6 in July. She's old.
Wow, she is up there. She's a grown lady.
My little girl.
She still looks like a little girl.
And acts like one.
What's your connection with Cali like?
That's my life, my soul, my heart, my child, my earth. Yeah, I love her.
Wow.
That's really my daughter, for real. Like, I always say this, my only regret of getting her is that she's gonna die one day. I guess.
Yeah. I always say when you choose to add family to your life, like when it comes to getting a pet, you're putting yourself in such a vulnerable position because you know one day, like that day is gonna come.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just something
here. Now that she's getting older, I see her, like the way she walks, the way she acts, getting older. And I'm just like, one day.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long are they usually with
us? I think
like
12 years, maybe.
Okay.
So what? She has like 6 more years, knock on wood.
Yes, and hopefully even more.
Mm-hmm.
But that really is your girl.
That is my girl.
When I was with you know who on my birthday,
mm-hmm.
we were having a conversation and he has a dog. So
what kind of dog?
They have the pointy ears. They're super big.
A Doberman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wow, thank you. Yeah, that's his daughter. He would describe her, I think, the same way.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just described Callie.
And they're really there for you, for real. When I be crying, she comes, she hugs me, she jumps on top of me.
Yeah, that's my girl. She feels you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that connection is something that I have never really experienced. Oh, so when him and I were saying, this is why I was telling you that. When him and I were saying that, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I would ever get a dog. What do you think? And then he's like, I don't think so. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because if you're going to have that type of connection and put that type of work in to something, it's going to be a baby. It's not going to be a dog. And I was like, you know, like,
yeah,
that's so true. I guess that's why with our dog at home, I'm probably the one that I don't feel like I love him less, but I just don't, like, I don't cuddle up with him.
You cuddle with Callie?
Well, yeah, but, like, it was different. Like, I don't know, it was just different. Logan, he just be, I don't know, he's cute. I love him. Like, I definitely love him. I just can't connect. Like, I can't. But I would definitely, to a child, for sure, hands down. And maybe because I just didn't grow up with a dog, I don't know.
Yeah, we always had a dog.
Yeah.
This is really the age where we start thinking about babies.
Yeah.
My parents, they ask me, they've been asking me lately, when do I plan on having a baby? I'm like,
what do you say?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think anyone
knows. I don't know. I'm trying to be in a good, healthy relationship.
Yeah.
Before I even think about having a baby. Like, yeah, I want to have a baby. I don't want to have a baby when I'm 40 years old.
No.
And it's crazy that a lot of us, when we were younger, were like, yeah, I'm going to have a baby when I'm like 25.
Yeah.
Like, younger me really thought I was about to have a 4-year-old by now.
I know. Me too. And then
hell
I
would have
a house and then I would be married. Like, what? What was I thinking? Who taught me that?
Yeah, no.
Who actually taught me that?
MASH.
Because, yes. Oh my God, MASH. What an iconic game.
Yes.
For those that don't know, MASH is a game that we used to play. And you grab a piece of paper and you put at the top MASH. And what's M for? The man, right?
I thought it was mansion, apartment.
Oh.
I'm bugging.
Where's love? Mansion, apartment. What's S for?
I don't know.
You forget?
Yeah, I forgot.
We must look it up.
Hold on. MASH.
Hold please, guys. We're looking it up for you.
Okay, so mansion, apartment, shack, house.
Mansion, apartment, shack, or house. Okay, so I don't know how it was that we got.
Wait, but then it says job, car, marriage, children.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
But where does MASH come from?
I don't know. Wow. I really thought we would have a more oh wait, I found a
A better
picture of it.
answer for them. Me too.
Husband, money, living, job, car, pet.
Oh, and we had to draw that squiggly, and then you
Yep.
tell the person to stop.
This is why everyone tells me that my podcast needs to be a video podcast.
Oh,
Because I would just insert the picture. It's honestly so hard to describe, but it's basically a game that we all played when we were younger, and it decided your fate. And you would just
yeah.
like put your options down and then do some type of magic trick at the end. And it would let you know who your man is gonna be, what job you're gonna work in, what kind of house you're gonna have, what kind of car, all the deets on your life. And mine was wrong.
Yeah.
Mine was actually wrong. But to be honest, it's okay. Because I sure have lived.
A great kidless life.
Yes. Yes. And
What?
shout out to everyone who's doing it. I commend you and I take my hat off because I was
Yeah,
a
especially
person.
at our age. I have a very close friend and she has two kids and she's our age. And yeah,
Like, wow.
that's hard.
And some people have more and they're doing it, you know? They're freaking doing it. So, shout out to you if that's you, because I'm a lot to myself. I'm a lot for myself. Every day is a new thing. I'm like, wow, life is a little crazy. That's really the theme of my year so far in 2025. I've just been thinking life and the seriousness of it
Yeah.
in every sense. But nonetheless, I think that it's been a ride. And I can say that in my 20s, whenever somebody down the road ever asked me, oh, what were your 20s like? I think you're one of the first people that I'll say a story about.
We fucked up. Yo, when COVID hit.
I don't know what COVID hit and we got activated.
Yeah. COVID.
I didn't know that that was going to be like my early 20s. I never thought that I'd have all that fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
And it came with a lot of hard lessons to learn. But yeah, that was definitely, you are like the highlight of my 20s.
Yeah, I think the most fun I've had was those years. Especially when we would go out, like you, me, and all your girlfriends.
Oh, my girlfriends.
Because
My
I
girlfriends.
never had a big group girlfriend. So I was like, wow, a bunch of pretty bitches going
Pretty
out.
bitches.
What?
Oh,
Yeah.
my gosh. That just feels when you are in a room and all the girls are ready and everyone
Yes.
smells good, everyone's looking good, everyone's feeling good, everyone knows the night is gonna be a night. And you get in that car and you put that song on and you head to the vibe
Smoking a
that,
blunt.
oh my gosh, something's in my eye.
Two shots in.
Two shots in.
I think I had such a good time on my birthday that year, remember? And I was like, every time somebody walk in the house, everybody gotta take a shot of the
Yeah.
Julio. Yo, we were drunk. That was fun.
We lived in every sense of it, to be honest. We lived all the way.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for it. Honestly, that's really something that I had to experience with you because There were so many lessons, so many things that you taught me. Being a person that had started living on her own way before me, that's why I say that you're so grown up in my eyes, because you were the adult in my life. Like, yeah, I'm mature and I'm probably just, I know what I want and how to get to it in a sense or whatever. But you are actually a person that is a grown up.
Yeah.
Like, put together, you know what gotta do. What gotta do is what you gotta do.
Yeah.
That's hard to find. I think a lot of us are trying to figure that out. Like, I don't know when I'll move out. I know I have to move out. But one in Jersey, I literally have to make at least six figures to, like, comfortably live here, how I want to live here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said it's Jersey. Like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know. I really, 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 really want to go to Chicago.
So how I knew you was going to say that.
So bad. So bad. So bad. I think about it all the time. But I'd be so far from my family. And that's
she
just like...
She can always come back.
I know, but... I don't know. It's hard. It really is a hard decision. But Chicago, I would love it. I would be the happiest girl in the world if I lived down there. And I don't know, met people down there.
You should just do it for 6 months.
6 months? There's some kind of work leave I can do for that. For my mental health. Maybe I should just go check in somewhere down there. Well, yeah, that's where I would move. I don't think I would move anywhere else, just there.
And you would only move to Georgia? I haven't even thought about moving, to be honest.
Okay, but think about it now.
If I was to move, like, are we talking about realistically? Or yes. Are we talking about if I was rich?
No, realistically.
Realistically, yeah, I would probably go to, like, Georgia.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I wouldn't go to South Carolina.
No, I don't see you there either.
That shouldn't work.
What do you want? What vibes are you looking for where you live? What needs to be there?
Like city artsy vibes, like New York.
You want to move to Philly? Center City?
Where the museum is?
Yeah.
It's too close.
It's too close?
Yeah. Is Georgia, do they have like better weather?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would want to go somewhere where they have better weather.
Okay, well, they just don't have seasons like us.
Yeah, I would go somewhere like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't go to Florida.
I think you would thrive in Miami.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
No part of Miami?
No.
I don't know. There's some real calm parts.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not all, like, Miami.
BBL?
No, it's not all BBL. There's some wholesome places. Shout out to those. That is crazy. Yeah. The biggest cities have the best surgeons.
Yes. It would have to give, like, New York vibes, though. Or there would have to be somewhere that gives those vibes, like, walls full of art, thrift stores.
Oof.
Little collectible stores, museums.
A lot of places to eat.
Yes.
I can't deal with you. I don't even know what we're going to do after this. I'm like talking to you, but I'm also thinking about where we're going to go because we just had a hurricane, if you guys didn't know.
No, we didn't. It never said it was going to rain, though.
I didn't know, but listen. We went outside and we walked Cali and we walked back in here and a hurricane literally hit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm exaggerating. Not an actual hurricane, but a storm, a bad storm. The winds have been really bad
lately, right?
So bad.
It's
so
insane.
scary. It honestly frightens me.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, what is going on? Okay, let's continue on in our conversation here. So, this is going to be about you and I. What do you think has kept our friendship so deeply rooted despite our ups and downs?
Like forgiveness.
Wow, yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Forgiveness, definitely sisterhood, love. And yeah.
Yeah. When I read this question earlier, I said the same things in my head. But the first one definitely was forgiveness. And I've mentioned throughout the episode things that you've like taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness is definitely goes right along with how we had said, like, trust. In past episodes, we've talked about communication. But forgiveness is so, so important. And it's so powerful because it's such a, it's a choice, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you really don't have to.
Yeah.
If you don't want to. But it really shows how much you care for someone when you willingly forgive and just, like, actually forgive. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You're, like, a superhuman when it comes to that.
It's really the relationship, though, because remember my other friend that I was friends with for a long time? And when we reconciled, it was not the same.
True.
Like, I feel like with me and you, it was the same. Like, hey, bitch. Literally.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I didn't think it would be like that again.
Me neither.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I guess we just had to live through that. Like, the after part from the storm.
Yeah.
And yeah, that day that we went and spoke about everything, I don't know. It honestly, when we sat down, we said like how it felt like a breakup. Like it
literally
felt so intense that.
No, yeah.
It was the emotions driven from that situation were overwhelming.
Even before that, you know when you break up out of a relationship and you still cry like months later, like that was literally me. Like I was sad.
Yeah, it was definitely something deep, and it's not one of my most favorite highlights of my life. But yeah, you and forgiveness is just something that it just shuts anyone up.
Yeah, I'm a very forgiving person.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a very forgiving person. I don't know why.
I don't know.
But
no, we must know why.
I guess it just goes hand in hand with I don't want to live another, like, I don't want to live a day of regret and think, what if?
Yeah.
That's probably why.
I know. I don't know, man. I think when I say the word forgiveness, I really sit on it heavy. 'Cause it comes with all walks of life. Like, it's not even just friendships or intimate relationships. It comes down to parents, certain family members, certain outside factors.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many things that when you don't forgive and you don't kind of let go of that, it just holds you down so much. It's so heavy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that it really weighs you down.
It really does weigh you down. Energy is just so important. I can't wait to do an episode all on just like energy and what we feel. But it's definitely just one of those things, man, that you learn as you grow, and it's so hard. What's the biggest lesson we've had to learn about each other?
About each other,
Yeah.
like me about you, and you
Yeah.
about me.
Yeah. That's like a movie.
I think for me is that you're really different from me and you grew up different from me. So some of the things that I'm or was around or that I'm used to, you're not used to. So I have to kind of like understand that. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's pretty much it
that's
for
a good
me.
one. I'm glad that we can say that like that now. Because yeah, it's very factual. And I think from the other side of town on this end, I think the one lesson I had to learn with you is I don't know why there was this it wasn't like a fear of you, but it was like I don't know if I just didn't I don't know what it was. I'm trying to describe it because I have to put it into words. It was like a fear of showing you shame or a fear of like failing you, or I felt like there was this strong wall all on my end that I got from you, and I just never expressed it to you because I could have just been like, hey, like I want to be able to tell you this, but I'm having a hard time. So can I tell you it now? We like work through it. Because one thing about Kay is that she's always willing to. Like she said, she's very direct, so she's always willing to sit down and talk about any issue. Like she's not a person that is gonna let it ride out. Even if it makes you uncomfortable, like she's gonna want to talk about it because that's just how a grown-up acts.
I don't like confrontation either, though.
It's I don't
Like,
think it's all confrontation though, because it's the way you represented it to me. When you taught me that in friendships, it just felt like it was a conversation, you know? Like you were never coming at me. You would literally just sit down, do what we gotta do,
smoke a blunt over it,
and
and
talk. And just, it was perfect. It was honestly perfect. And it's something that not only in our friendship, I need that with like, every other relationship in my life. Like it's so important. Communication. So yeah, you definitely taught me how to open my mouth and use it for good things.
I love that.
Okay, so let's see. How, well, we kind of just answered this, but maybe we can add on. How do you think we've helped each other grow into who we are today? Wait, before you answer that, let me just say that there's a very few people that become embedded into your soul as you grow. And when I say like you're like part of me, like your whole essence, your being, your person is literally a part of me because Kay is responsible. Well, there's Emily too. I gotta give Em credit. But when it comes to fashion, for anyone who's ever told me that they like my outfit or that I'm like so fly in their eyes or whatever, this is my main teacher right here. Okay. Emily started off when I was in college, but Kay really tuned it up during my 20s and she helped me find my fashion sense, my music sense, my whole like artistic sense. I think we also talk a lot alike. Like when I listen to my voice notes over, I'm like, Yeah, we definitely talk real alike. So anyways, yeah, before you answer that.
What was the question again?
Exactly. I even forgot. I didn't say that so hard. The question was, how do you think we've helped each other grow into who we are today?
I feel as though you opened me up to new experiences. I feel like before COVID, I was ratchet. Like, I'm always be a little ratchet, but I was into ratchet shit. Like, just chilling around guys and smoking and, yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. But then with you, we actually went and did stuff. Go to different restaurants, go with the girls, different places, go to Philly. Just different stuff. You opened, like, kind of like my mind and my experiences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you literally can do that alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's how amazing it is.
Yes. I really do be doing it alone.
Well, you know what? Pat on my back. Before I say that, I need to say that I was listening to this influencer over the weekend, last weekend, and she said, hi, there was a question that they were answering about, are my standards too high? Like, a woman was asking some question, and she's like, high standards equal high experiences. Low standards equal low experiences. So
exactly.
You keep those standards up. Yep. And I just reflected on so much of my life. And I was like, wow, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm having low experiences, I gotta go.
It's giving low vibrational.
Low vibrational vibes is never good. It's honestly scary. All right. So definitely we have helped each other grow a lot throughout our 20s. I think we'll always have that effect on one another, because even when we were younger, we always just had such a different dynamic to our friendship, where in some ways you are the oldest and then in other ways I'm the oldest.
Like, yes.
Like, I can go to her because she knows what she's going to do for X, Y, and Z, and then you feel the same way about me.
Yeah. Definitely.
So it's like a perfect balance. And yeah, this is definitely just a friendship that is probably misunderstood, but it's truly one that holds such a big value in my heart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of any opinions or anything.
Same.
It's like, nah, you just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something you feel rather than.
And it's our life.
Yeah, and we're not going to give a damn. Exactly, because we are our people. All right. We're going to go into some scenario-based questions, so this will not be as deep. If we were stranded on an island and could only bring 3 things each, what would we bring to survive?
Definitely some chapstick. Because both these lips never go chapped.
No, definitely some chapstick.
Definitely some weed. And yes. Definitely California.
Yes.
Those are my 3 things, right? Hello. Hello.
Wow.
Say hi.
She's saying hi, if anyone can hear her.
I hope they can.
California is up and all over K right now. Giving her huggies. My 3 things would be definitely chapstick. Definitely my headphones. But what am I going to plug it into? I can't say my phone. Okay, if there was something that I could bring that's like the headphones attached to something and I listen to music, like a radio.
Okay.
I just need headphones for sure. And water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need water.
Yeah, we need water. This one right here loves her water. Loves to open waters.
And not finish them.
Finish them because they're never going to be the same vibe it was fresh out the fridge. This is what you have
That's
to put
That's so true, hero.
It's honestly ridiculous. If we had to swap lives for a week, what's the hardest part of living as me?
For me?
So, for me.
But the hardest part for me
I'm
to live as you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go first. I have to think.
You have to think? The hardest part of me living as you would probably be... It's definitely something in the morning. Let me see. Hold on.
Mine would probably be going to the gym. Like,
you can't go to the gym?
I wouldn't want to.
I don't feel like there's anything you do that...
But I feel like if I was you, my body, your body would tell me, like, bitch, you have to go to the gym. And then I would have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Because that's your head. That would probably be the hardest part. And probably not being able to smoke in my room.
Yes.
And not having Cali.
Like that. You would not like that. I don't know what it is for you. I think I like everything you do. I think because I like this version of you that you are today. Like, it's one of my tops. Because I feel like you've centered a lot of your thoughts all around your life. So you're very just calm and in peace with your life in a lot of senses, which is hard to do. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything in your day-to-day that I would say I hate doing. If anything, whenever you want to trade, let me know. Okay, someone is talking badly about me in a room and you're in it.
Callie.
How do you handle it?
Callie, go. You want that?
Do I want what?
That's what I'm gonna ask them. You want that?
And what they gonna be like, want what?
These hands.
Wow.
Literally, like.
They're gonna be like, why would I want the hands?
Cause why is he talking about my friend for?
Wow. I know that's right. Period.
The fuck?
I would just have to be like, absolutely not.
Literally. That is literally what you would
say. Absolutely not. That is not what we came here to do. Like, what?
Yeah.
I definitely would not play about any of my pals. If someone asked me to describe our friendship in one word, what do you think I'd say?
Well, what I think you would say, I don't know.
Really?
Like, forgiving?
Okay, that could be our deep answer. I think our light answer would probably be... just, like, crazy, but a better word than crazy, because... we're just always down for a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's definitely a vibe.
It's just a vibe. Like, you'll always have a good time. Don't worry about it. Okay, so now we're going to do rapid fire questions. Who is more likely to forget an important date?
Me.
Definitely Kaylin, bro. Definitely Kaylin.
Definitely.
Like, you make sure you remind her every single day. Who is more likely to say sorry first?
Probably me.
Really? Yeah. Probably you. Start the drama. Me.
I think so.
Yeah, because I'm the overthinker.
Okay.
So I make the drama. And the drama.
Me?
Okay, definitely. Okay. Get lost in a new city.
I'm bad at directions.
Yeah, I was going to say you too. You're not really bad at it either. You just, I don't know. I don't know if you get a little intimidated.
You have a bad sense of direction.
You think so? I think all of that stuff you can be better in. Like, you can actually do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Because you can. Because I was there once, and it's, like, very intimidating and scary. Laugh at the wrong moment.
Both of us.
Both of us are definitely laughing at the wrong moment, and it's not going to be good. We have done it.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, man. I wish I could replay that over and over and over and over again. If our friendship had a theme song, what would it be?
Walking on a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. I was listening to that song yesterday. Definitely walking on a dream. What's my biggest pet peeve?
Your biggest pet peeve? I don't know. Your biggest pet peeve. I don't know.
I think for you, I would want to answer being rushed, but I don't like being rushed either.
Yo, you began say. I have a lot of pet peeves, so.
Yeah, honestly, you just got to catch her on a good day.
You know, my biggest pet peeve is not, is touching the shopping carts. You know this.
Touching the shopping carts?
Yes, at like ShopRite.
Wow, that one was like so out of left field though.
Yeah, no. I'm not touching that shit.
Okay. What's a phrase I say all the time?
Bruh.
Definitely bruh. And you, for you, it's so many things. It could be like, hey, bitch. It could be freaking bro. It could be girl. You will not. Like, it's so many things. It's an iconic language that you can get over here. Okay. If we had a TV show, what would the name be? Let's think about this one. Definitely Double Trouble.
Double Trouble? Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't mean that in bad ways. I just think that we're double trouble.
Yeah. Like, my last.
We're going to make it happen. Just know that. All right. Who would play us in a movie about our lives?
I feel like we're like the Broad City Girls.
Oof. Yes. We are definitely one for one. And Callie's tweaking. Sorry if I'm lagging a bit. She was chilling and now she's moving around a lot.
She probably want to go out. She's annoying.
Hey. Well, how did it feel doing this pod?
I felt good, fun, like a regular conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice. I told you that's how it was going to feel.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was cool.
Yeah. I didn't want to do some crazy deep episode because I didn't want that to be our vibe. And I'm also just slumped in this current state of mind.
Yeah.
So I hope that this delivered well. And I hope that you had a great time getting to know Kay. She is just a great person to have in your life and truly a huge, huge blessing. So yeah, our night is young and it is 9:16 now. We're going to end this episode.
We got to go outside.
We are going to have a good time.
And dance.
Yes. So thank you for doing this with me.
Thank you for having me.
I'll have you end day. And I love you. And thanks for being one of the bestest pals.
We love you too.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my life's killing me.